Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Major General Stubblebine and his wife, Dr. Rima Lebo, MD. They're at the Codex Alimentarius Global Government Food Takeover Meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. He was getting into China, the biggest pork producer, doesn't want to put a particular agent into the meat, but I guess the U.S. does and Codex does. Please continue, General.
Well, the answer is you're exactly right. The U.S. is pushing to allow the use of these beta agonists, and, of course, what they do is they create heart problems, lung problems, stroke problems, you know, so they are not very good for your health. China says don't do that. But China was not allowed to have visas to get into the country to be at the meeting to complain. So at the meeting just yesterday, China said, but we couldn't get our visas, but we do not believe that you should put that in. And the result of that, and they were backed up by the EU, who said, we are the second producer of all of this, and we don't believe they should go in. The result was, however, that the chairman said, well, you weren't there, you couldn't present your case, and we're going to do it. So,
but we're going to talk about it for another year, and then we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So it was a kangaroo court for this poison.
It was
food.
Worse than a kangaroo court, because it wasn't even nice.
It's a rubber stamp. Doctor, you're a medical doctor. What do these chemicals do?
These particular chemicals not only fatten the hogs so they come to market heavier, which means they're worth more to the producers, but they also cause, when they're ingested by human beings, heart problems, they cause stroke, they cause blood pressure to fall rapidly, they cause breathing difficulties and can cause death. And their metabolites, the things that they're turned into by the body of the pig, are even more toxic. So of course they should be banned, but the United States never met a chemical additive that it didn't like.
Now,
it
let's
never
be clear.
Met.
Cancer's exploding. Everything's exploding. You've got women who are 5'5", the husband's 5'9", but their daughters are over 6'2". Obviously, the growth hormone. There are hundreds of thousands of British, millions of U.S. children are going into puberty below 8, tens of thousands at age 3. Instead of
correct.
Saying, get off the GMO, get off the hormones, this is in the news, they then shoot them up with other toxic hormones to suppress that. What is all, again, I mean, this is the black op. This is the extermination.
You know, I tell this story, and it's very instructive. Within minutes of my writing a blast, an e-blast to my list, saying perhaps it's no accident that pharmaceuticals are the major killer in the United States. More people die from pharmaceuticals properly used than from cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity, the five major killers. Within minutes of my writing that, my website was hit by a DDoS, a distributed denial of service attack. When my webmaster put up a page saying, we're having technical difficulties, please come back later, his two servers, totally unconnected with ours, were also hit by DDoSs, and every site on his servers. When he took down the page, his sites came back up within minutes. So this is, I found that a very, very instructive and confirmatory moment.
Exactly.
There's no question that this is being, pharmaceuticals in our food and in our bodies are being used
yes.
to harm us and control
well, doctor,
us.
That's
by the
a,
way,
that's an underlying, a underlining, that's a exclamation point, that when they open up on you in the info war, open up on you with fire, you know it's real. And I've had all the same stuff happen to folks. I don't mean we have a server problem and blame it on them. No, I mean real attacks where they come in with codes, get into servers, turn our
precisely.
Servers off, denial of service attacks coming from Pentagon computers. We can track it right back to where it is. Dr. Lebo, General Stubblebine, stay there. Talk more about what's happening currently at the meeting, what we can do, your website, how folks can get involved on the other side of this quick break. Long segment coming up. Stay with us.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, can we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of the
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Truth Rising is scheduled to come out at midnight Central Standard Time this evening. A little hint to our loyal listeners and the PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's going to be out this evening early, so you can watch it tonight. It'll be blasted all over the web tomorrow. But see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. VivX versions to burn right to DVD, play on most DVD players. As you can spread the word immediately, explosive growth of this info. If we don't expose that the New World Order crime syndicate carried out the attacks, that's their big excuse for their police state to force Codex and everything else down our throats. And I wanted to bring this up to you, doctor, because you're a medical doctor and have looked into their operations. I remember about 9 years ago, I learned about the new class of vaccines. I read UN documents, big university reports. They were very proud of it, saying they were going to genetically engineer the crops to have to grow the vaccine themselves. But the vaccine is a live virus, and they said things like, oh, so Asians don't use opium. It will go in and create plaques in the neurons to where they can't absorb the opiate. But then they had a footnote, but we've shown in studies with rats and guinea pigs that they then aren't as happy because, opiates simulate natural endorphins. So they're literally destroying the receptors. And then they said, oh, we could also force in England a shot of a virus that attacks your brain and blocks you being able to ever have nicotine or, quote, being obese, wanting to eat. And then I read the government documents about literally having it attack the centers of our brain, which, quote, make us aggressive. Oh, we could give people shots who are murderers. But then you really read it's to attack aggression centers We're talking about viral lobotomies, and now they're coming. You know, the HPV shot is a live cancer virus, has killed a bunch of people. The Gardasil. Can you speak to that and how Codex ties into that?
Oh, I certainly can. One of the things that I love about being on your show, Alex, is you keep giving me opportunities to talk about the things that I'm most head up about, and these are some of them. Codex just accepted all genetically modified plants as safe. Doesn't matter what the genetic modification is, now they're safe. And when Sudan objected to this and when Iran objected to this, the chairman literally started screaming at first Sudan and then Iran and closed discussion. He said, we've already accepted animals as safe that are genetically modified. What's the difference? Plants are safe. But the report on biotechnology, which was formally adopted at this meeting of Codex, says in its annex number 3, and it's a very interesting annex, which I'm going to publish on our website, it says that plants modified to produce increased amounts of nutrients are either so dangerous that we don't know their effects on human beings and it can't be studied in a laboratory. It must be studied on large populations of human beings.
Yeah, long term.
That's interesting. Or they produce nutrients which are not effective, or they produce nutrients which are themselves toxic, or they produce nutrients which compete with the real nutrients, and we don't know. But we've accepted them. We, as Codex, have accepted
them. Let's be clear. At least with a new drug, they've got a claim they've gotten approval. I mean, with this, they're just saying anything goes. Jellyfish genes in monkeys, human genes in pigs, already on the table. Insect genes in cows, already on the table. Cloned milk, already radiating everything, bathing it in, quote, bacteria-eating viruses. That's what the Latin translates to for listeners. Just... And then all the top scientists admit this is the stuff that could cause a Soylent Green chain reaction and really hurt the earth. Instead, they want to regulate carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Can you speak to that?
And insects are now being genetically modified to deliver vaccines. It's not enough to just have the live viruses in the foods. And by the way, every genetically modified cell contains a live virus.
It's
called the cauliflower mosaic promoter virus.
Trigger, yeah.
And it is itself extremely closely related to the agent involved in HIV.
Yes.
And it mutates rapidly. So we're already getting live viruses in our foods whose impact is unknown, at least to us, but we can
tell me if I'm correct. This
is
what the other medical doctors and genetic engineers have said. That is basically a bioweapon trigger accelerator, a weaponized trigger, and then they use it and stick it. Okay, General, we're talking about total insanity. It's already causing cancer to shoot up thousands of percentile in almost every category. Total bedlam. Obviously, they're carrying out eugenics doing this. They're even endangering themselves. What is it like for you, with all of your military and intelligence training, to see this? I mean, to see a plan this diabolical?
It is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. You know, you spend your life protecting all your freedoms, and then you take a look. You go to one of these meetings, and what do you see in front of you? And, oh, by the way, we're not allowed to talk at the meeting. We're not allowed to express ourselves because we are just public observers. So we can't even speak up. If we need to talk, we need to talk through one of the delegations. And so we're sitting there essentially muzzled during this this meeting. We couldn't say anything. We listened to China getting raped essentially and being shut up because they couldn't get their visas because the United States didn't want them to come and say, no, you can't put a beta agonist into the pork. And so you're absolutely frustrated, and so everything. Incidentally, it is at this point where you've got to stop and say, okay, where is the Achilles heel in all of this? And then go after the Achilles heels, because that's the only way we're going to win.
And they have two Achilles heels. One is our voice and our knowledge, and just as you shine the light of truth on these nefarious and would-be secret activities that they can't carry out once we know, or they can't carry out easily once we know what they're doing and say, we know that this is going on. At the same time, the African countries and the other poor countries of the world have the key to stopping what's going on. And that's why we work with them. That's why we visit them. So those are their two Achilles heels in Codex.
And let me tell you, the one of the things that Rima did just before the meeting in Ottawa was she prepared a paper that was so devastating against GMOs that anyone that read it would say, I should never, ever do that. Well, we got it into the meeting. We got it submitted by a South African delegate. The U.S. was so upset with what South African delegate had done that they called her boss in South Africa, and I think they talked to the president of the country. I'm not absolutely positive, but certainly to the Minister of Health, and forced South Africa to retract this devastating document. Well, South Africa had to. I mean, the delegate had to. However, we had also distributed to all of the other African delegates, and it got back into the system. And, oh, by the way, GMOs got stopped at that meeting.
Exactly, because you guys would go to the meeting.
The labeling.
I mean, it takes boots on the ground. Now, for those that don't know, right now, 10 major food crops are GMO in the U.S. They're planning to now bring in unlimited, basically take everything over, and they come in and buy land next to other major growth belts to infect all the other crops. That's come out in Monsanto documents as a battle plan. They even call it a battle plan. This is all done militarily to, in Monsanto's words in 99, this was even a National Geographic, to infect everything with their genetic code. Then they own kangaroo courts that will claim that they own the world's biosphere. So as bad as all the toxins and death and GMO is now, am I correct in saying, Doctor, it is about to explode?
It's getting worse.
Let me remind your listeners that the Doomsday Vault was not named that by you and me and the other so-called conspiracy theorists, Alex. The Doomsday Vault, which contains 3 million varieties of non-genetically modified seeds in a mountain in Svalbard in the north of Norway, way above the Arctic Circle, is there because when they bring about Doomsday, then they'll be in their hidey holes underground. We die. Then they come back, and hopefully for their sakes, through technology, they reinstate a biosphere that works while they have finished off those of us who were above ground and vulnerable.
Now, let me stop you. A lot of their documents say that, but we see that message in Moonraker and now in the new WALL-E movie. That's exactly what happens.
Precisely. But I say it doesn't happen. You say it doesn't happen. And we have options. The Natural Solutions Foundation has a name that tells you something about what we do. We find solutions after we identify problems. One of the solutions is to take back the production of food. And so we're creating a project in Panama to do just that.
Okay, I want to come back from break in the final segment with General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo talk about that solution. But first, I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this. I think I know all this stuff. I study it constantly. They are now going to use insects as vaccine delivery mechanisms?
That is correct.
Tell me about that.
And who's to stop them from delivering plagues through genetically modified
insects? Well, I know they've done an actual
test
on that. That's been declassified. But I mean, you're saying they're working on insects? Tell me about that.
Yes. I have documentation that was provided by a person who lives in South Africa about the worldwide program to genetically modify insects, allegedly to protect us against malaria through injecting certain proteins and against dengue fever and yellow fever, and also to deliver vaccines. The one problem that they've seen with that is that people who get bitten a lot might get so many doses of the vaccine that it would be a health problem.
Well, can it also mutate inside the carrier?
Not only can it, it will.
Yeah, inside the vector insect. Okay, final segment, Major General Stubblebine, Dr. Labo, and we'll give you out their website again. They are effectively out there engaging the New World Order at point blank range. Got to have them up for a couple hours to debrief them when they get back. Stay with us. They are in Switzerland right now.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 3rd, 2008. Gold opened at $930.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $957.27, $471.45 for half, and $235.73 for quarter ounce. That's $957.27, $471.45, and $235.73.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market
yeah,
down.
When you got two parents below 6 feet tall and the girl 6'3", you got a problem. When she's 5 and has breasts, you got a problem. Your boys are hyper-feminine. Your women are ultra-feminine. So hormones, the estrogen-mimicking systems alone, are devastating. This isn't a joke, women. That's why breast cancer keeps spiraling upward and upward, and they give you all these fake reasons, and you go on the jogging track, and you go and you have these little events. It's a big industry. They glamorize your death. They glamorize the men dying. It's totally sick. We got about 4 minutes left, General Stubblebine. Dr. Labo, you're there in Switzerland covering Codex 2008, the big global meeting. In closing, what are some of the other things they're doing, their agenda, and how do we stop them?
Well, let me jump in right quick. First and foremost, all of our funding comes from little people. We get contributions from just individuals. We don't have any government backing. We don't have any large backing from commerce. So we depend entirely on the contributions that come from little people like your listeners. So you can make a recurring a donation to us. Just $1 a month would be a great help to get us to these meetings, to give us the resources so we can go and do the fights that need to be fought.
And you guys had a world-renowned clinic. You gave that up 4 years ago to go out and do this.
That's
exactly right. We gave up every bit of what we used to have as income. We do not have that anymore.
We spent about $800,000 of our own money, and frankly, we're just about tapped out. So if we don't do this together, it doesn't happen. Very, very simple.
We've got to back your mission.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You can go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org.
Push on the button, contribute.
And you can also sign up for the Health Freedom Alert, and then take the actions and disseminate the emails. But you can also start eating organic. If you're eating the standard American diet, if you're eating prepared food, you're killing yourself. If you're feeding it to your children, you're killing them.
HealthFreedomUSA.org, HealthFreedomUSA.org. I mean, I want to be clear. I've had Nobel Prize winners, top scientists, probably 40, 50 of them over the last 6, 7 years, genetic engineers who were making millions a year working for companies, and then they would feed, say, a potato in one case that had new amino acids alone because they changed one thing in the potato, but it would randomly change hundreds of other things each time it replicated, and it would kill all the rats. And he said, you can't approve this. And they said, we approve it, and it's been on the market for a decade. I mean, that's one example, and now the horrors, and we're eating this. I mean, this is killing us.
And there's no safety testing, none, zero.
The whole world here at Codex believes that the United States conducts safety testing on genetically modified food. The truth is that it's illegal to label it, and the U.S. government is prohibited from conducting or examining safety testing on genetically modified food. But they approve it all on principle, the principle of evil, of course, and you eat it and you die.
And
so
the UN,
eat organic, grow your own food.
And the UN has said they are using food as a weapon, not just of starvation, but as PDD 200 says, as the State Department memorandum says, this is a biological eugenics program 100 times the size of the Manhattan Project. Their entire world agenda is about killing us. General, do you agree?
We agree.
I have been with the general to the poorest places in the world, Alex, and I've asked people who have no hope, people in Ethiopia who are dying of endless misery and starvation, the abjectly poor, and I've said, would the useless eaters among you please hold up your hand, those who are willing to die for the New World Order, would you please just come up here and lie down and die? And you know what?
The answer is none.
Nobody ever said, yeah, take
me. Not one. Not one.
Well, you know, we need to take these globalists out. They need to be tried, and if humans are so bad, they need to go first.
You know what? This is a winnable war. We need the resources to win it. And sadly, people just sort of sit around and say, well, maybe somebody else will do it,
exactly.
Or maybe they won't.
A lot of people don't have the initiative. I have taken action in my life and see nothing but success. That's why you and the general are dangerous. He's had success. You've had success. You know this is winnable. And I'm telling the listeners, if you're not going to do it, nobody is. You have to take action. And it starts by getting control of your life and only eating properly certified organic food. It starts there, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And it also starts with their voices saying no.
And that's why we ask people to become mouse warriors by going to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, and signing up for the Health Freedom Alerts. You have no idea how important that is
until
you see your success.
General, doctor, thank you both for joining us. Please report back as soon as you can.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. God bless. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Jason Mermis will be sitting in for me tomorrow when Truth Rising is released at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD at InfoWars.com. Truth is rising all across the world. The people are waking up to the global crime syndicate, to their activities taking over our food, our water, our resources, our liberties, our freedoms. We are joined by Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, for the rest of this hour, the next 25 minutes or so, to cover what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the buildup for war with Iran, what's developing here domestically, both parties basically coming out for torture, coming out for warrantless wiretapping. We'll cover the gamut. But before we go any further, tragically last Thursday, we didn't learn about it until Monday because the family was private, the head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, friends with Ron Paul since 87, Kent Schneider, just a great guy, who you could call at 10 o'clock at night, you know, on a Sunday about, you know, getting Ron Paul on or some event. I mean, he just worked around the clock, lost a 8-plus-week battle with double viral pneumonia, and I wanted to spend a few minutes remembering him with the congressman who's on the Hill right now. Congressman, I'd like to say it's good to have you on, but I'd like to have you on under better circumstances.
Yes, it would be nice. It's really a sad event. Kent worked with me and for me in the campaign in 1988. He was a college student back then. That was the Libertarian campaign. And he's worked for me essentially ever since. There was a small break there, but he was involved in D.C. with me. And then he was the one that I gave credit to for really giving me the final sales pitch. And I think even you had encouraged me to run before I did, but and a lot of people did. But it was finally Kent who sat down and outlined the value of it. And so I give him a lot of credit. If we did achieve anything, if it was a worthwhile venture, which I believe it has been, Kent deserves a lot of credit for it.
Congressman, since you mentioned the worthwhile venture and Kent pushing you over the edge or the camel straw that you know set all this in motion, the straw that broke the camel's back, we've had a great victory. And I always want the listeners to realize that tens of millions of people now know the Federal Reserve is private. They know about the currency tax, the inflation tax. They know about the New World Order. Instead of there being a fake neocon or communist choice on the colleges, everywhere I go and all the people I talk to say the new dominant force isn't liberal or conservative. It is true liberty, what you call constitutionalist. And you running just has energized so much. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, we discovered there were a lot of folks that have been around for a bit and have known about it, and you've talked to them for many, many years. And I knew there were a large number of individuals like that, but I didn't know how the young people would respond. And to me, it's amazing how the young generation has just jumped on this, realized what's going on, and they put it together, the burden of debt and the wars going on in the welfare state. And so many young people that come to my office now and talk to him, and he said, boy, did you open up my eyes about the Federal Reserve. I've been studying that. So I think, you know, we've really lit a fire. And that that's not me personally. I mean, it was everybody put together, people like you that have been involved for a long time, plus everybody else. But you know, a lot of people got after me for this recent article. I said, oh, no, he's too optimistic. They think we can do some good. Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I know what kind of a fight we have up to, but I am a bit more optimistic now because of the response that we have had and the willingness of so many people willing to look at the Federal Reserve. But we also have to realize how powerful they are and how much control they have and how they run their government. But at least I think we're being more competitive.
Congressman, I agree. I mean, you can't overstate the effect this has had. Your running has had, I mean, it really broke the dam. I see that as a major new plateau in the reawakening of liberty, a new renaissance, legalizing freedom, as you put it so well. And it is just almost immeasurable what's happened. We know we're in a lot better place with the public being informed than we were just a year and a half ago. And again, you're right. The credit goes to the tens of millions of Ron Paul supporters that have energized and woken up so many people. And the victory is in resistance, and the victory is in that both parties are basically intellectually bankrupt. The public now, as you know, in major polls, Congress has like a 12% approval rating. Bush has got like a 24%. Cheney's got like a 10%. Hillary's got a 12%. I mean, for the first time, both parties are discredited, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, truth is what we're after. And the fact that the government is failing at everything that they do, whether it's the monetary system, the welfare state, the protection of our freedoms, or our foreign policy, it's so obvious that that is the reason we have such a vital role to play. We can complain. We can point out all the problems and condemn the Fed and the IRS, but we have to come up with something that is very positive, and that is our job to present the case for the concept of liberty and, you know, our Bill of Rights and what America used to stand for and property rights. So we have to also have the program that will give the answers to the problems that we have.
Giving people a real solution. It's one thing to say that those are bad choices, which is true. We're now giving people an option. Tell us briefly about the shift in the campaign to this new organization and how the people can energize that even more than it already is energized, Congressman.
Well, it's been going well. We have a new group. It's called Campaign for Liberty. It's just a continuation of the other campaign. It's always a campaign for liberty as far as I'm concerned. And it's in its early stages, and of course we're backing and then promoting right now the big rally in Washington on July 12th, and I'll be there, and we're pushing that. But then, of course, the new organization will be pushing very, very hard our rally up in Minneapolis at the same time the Republicans are having their rally. And this will be a positive rally for all the views and all the good things that we stand for. So if anybody's interested in that, it's really easy to find out more about the organization. Is just go to campaignforliberty.com. And we do now have, I think it's 66,000 people have joined. Our goal is to have 100,000 by September 2nd. And I think we will. I mean, we had quite a few more than that in the other campaign. And I think it's going to grow and have, a very beneficial effect on all that we do. And we'll work in conjunction with all the other freedom groups.
Absolutely. And I want to restate the obvious because some people don't consciously understand this. 2% started the Revolutionary War when the British came to confiscate the guns. And it was about 5% that beat the greatest army on earth that had never been defeated. The British Redcoats were called the Invincibles at that time because they'd beaten everybody. They went on a few years later to beat Napoleon. But we lost most of those battles. But it was the willingness to keep coming back to the fight that finally brought down that enemy. And we're going to be remembering that tomorrow. Can you say some words about what America is really about in its second birth? I think this is a very important July 4th that we're going to be having in less than 24 hours, Congressman.
Well, the wonderful thing about our revolution was it proved the old adage that ideas do have consequences. The founders weren't just a ragtag, a bunch of guys getting together and say, well, let's go after the British. They were philosophers, and they knew history, and they had this all put together, and they knew and understood it. Now, the most unique thing about our revolution was that, for the most part, when revolutions usually come about, they come about by the failure of one state, and somebody else comes in, and usually one group of thugs replaces another group of thugs. Our revolution was unique in that the people had more freedom rather than less freedom, and it wasn't just a replacement of one group of authoritarians with another group.
Just but, like with the French Revolution, instead of just being just as bad, it got even worse.
That's right, and it was all done, you know, the Jacobins were, they were delightful people. Some people compare them to the neocons, to the Jacobins. We're all doing this for the goodness of the country and the people. We're over there helping the people of Iraq, and we're going to take care of people at home here. So, yes, but they can turn into thugs when they say, well, we are such good people, we are going to force you to do it. And if you don't obey us and if you don't become good like we are, we're going to kill you. So, and this is where what we're approaching. Now, just think of all these laws that have been put on the books today. So far, they haven't rounded up tens of thousands, but there's hints that they might if it gets out of hand, because they certainly have the authority on the books now. So it's going to be a tough fight, and that's why our ideas, and the ideas are a continuation of the founders' ideas, must have consequences. You know, armies can't stop an idea whose time has come, and that's why I still remain optimistic. And you're absolutely right. You don't have to wait for a vote of 51% of the people to endorse our ideas. You have to have people that who are ideologically dedicated, and then they will go out and do the work, and the others will come along, especially when they see the failure of one system and they know it has to be replaced. And if they have any common sense, why do they want to replace it with another authoritarian government? Why don't we go back to the positive attitude about how freedom works?
Well, I agree with you, and I love the Victor Hugo quote, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's actually how my new film, Truth Rising, I'll send you a copy, Congressman, starts, is with that quote. But you're right. We can't just let the old system fall apart on its own weight, which it clearly is going to do. The question is next month or 5 years from now. You know, it could happen any time, probably sooner rather than later. But will it fall into something even worse, some new socialism or some new fascism, or will we be there at the time of, where the system is liquid, during a revolution it becomes liquid, to get control of the reins and then get us back to sound money and a sound system and restore the republic that you've been working so hard to do, sir. I want to now, in the 15 minutes or so we have left with you, to get into Iran, get into the situation in Iraq, and I also want to get into the economy. It's all tied together, obviously, with oil now going up to $146 a barrel. Mainstream news, Bloomberg is admitting, OPEC is saying, look, the dollar has plunged. 72% of oil increases the dollar plunging. Then people are dumping the dollar. That causes speculation. Everything you warned about when it had doubled 3 years ago, now it's doubled again. Now they're talking about $8 a gallon gas if we attack. You're talking about, in a story here for Press TV, Ron Paul, Iran will triple energy prices. Break down what we're going to see with energy if we don't attack, or what you think will happen if we do.
Well, if we do, it's going to be a disaster. Obviously, it's going to be pushed up. The other day, I was astounded on one of the business stations. They were talking about Iran, and they were talking about it in terms of not are we going to, but it, the debate was, do you think they're going to bomb before the election or after the election? So it's sort of like a foregone conclusion that we're going to. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't the oil prices be bid up? So there is a lot of speculation. There's a lot of that. And then they turn around and they say, well, it's the speculators that are doing it. Well, the speculators are sometimes smart people. Their job is to go out and speculate and find out what the price is due to current events, monetary policy and financial trouble and foreign policy. So these are legitimate, intelligent people who are bidding up the price of oil because of the potential of a war. I kept saying in the campaign, you know, if I had my way, they said, well, what would you do immediately if you were elected president? I said, I'd bring our troops home, and I'd bring our Navy out of the Persian Gulf. And I said, the dollar would probably go up in value, and we would eliminate the risk premium. Probably oil prices would drop precipitously, and it would be just by removing this threat. But, you know, next week, possibly that resolution, HJ Res 362, I believe it is, if that comes up, it is demanding the president put on an absolute blockade of the entire country of Iran and punish any country or any business group around the world if they trade with Iran. I mean, this is very, very serious business. And
experts are saying we're going to see $6 a gallon gas if that happens immediately.
Right. It would. I mean, we may get there just by anticipation, but when it happens, and then what if the Iranians are capable of sinking a couple ships out there?
Or if it accidentally happens in a Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, that's true. But the other thing is it's risking 150,000 Americans in Iraq. I mean, do you think they don't know the potential problems coming? Do you think that they not are working with their allies in Iraq? I mean, could they blockade and actually squeeze our troops to that point? I mean, you just can't get enough helicopters to fly these people out of there.
Well, what happens if the neocons launch 2,000 Saudis, as they're saying they'll do, bomb the infrastructure with Saddam, with the U.S.-backed military in that eight-year war when Iraq was a first-world nation? They barely could beat the Iranians, and the Iranians lost 1 million. Now the Iranians are built up, to analysts say, about twice the strength they had in the 80s, and they're saying they will overrun and go into Iraq, and unless the U.S. uses nukes, they will completely overrun our military. I mean, this is a Custer last stand situation.
Yeah, and the frightening thing is they say that they take no options off the tables, even nuclear first strike. So if they're really determined, and they keep pointing out that there are some plans for the Iranians to retaliate, that might give them the argument, well, they might, retaliate, so we better bomb all their military sites. And these people in the administration are capable of advising the use of nuclear power, nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah, they've been preparing the public. And you're right, just in the last week, they've gone from, we're probably going to attack Iran, to, is it going to happen before the election in November or in between that time when Obama or McCain comes in January 23rd? And so we're now hearing foregone conclusion. We only saw that right before the last two Gulf Wars. I mean, sir, what are you hearing on the Hill? I mean, has it been green-lighted?
That is my sense, because the Democratic leadership in the House are proposing no resistance whatsoever. We saw that when this supplemental bill came up. When the president asked for $107 billion for the war, the Democrat leadership gave him $162 $2 billion. And they are not resisting it. The leadership of the Democratic Party is solidly behind this blockade. They already have 220 members who have signed on the bill, well over the number that they need to pass it. They're so confident that they think, I imagine, they'll bring this up under suspension. So, no, I think they're very much ready. But, you know, they don't think any further than their front of their nose. I mean, they're not saying, well, could this be like what we did to Iraq? Could this backfire on us? They just march right on, and it's, as long as I've been there and as long as I've studied this, it still is totally bewildering to me when I see men and women in the Congress that I know and like and talk with, and I don't think that, you know, they're, you know, doing this because they think it's going to materially benefit them. They just do it to go along, to get along, and they've been convinced. Most of them will come across and say, oh, yes, I agree with you on all you say, but the Iranians are bad people, and they might attack us someday, and we can't let them have. They buy into all the propaganda. They never stop and think about it.
Okay, Congressman, I'm actually, for Internet listeners, going to skip this break coming up right now. For others, we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're talking behind the scenes with the congressman about members of Congress talking about nuking Iran on the floor. And I've heard them on talk radio. The talking point from the White House is we're going to blow their country up, water treatment, roads, airports, any infrastructure. And then if they dare fight back in any way, we're going to hit them with tactical nukes all over the country. How morally are they going to sell, not just to us, but the world, that we're going to attack you when you don't even have any weapons, when you've been groveling to the UN for years, and then if you fight back in any way, we're going to nuke you. I mean, imagine if Hitler would have had nukes and would have said, I'm going to attack Poland, and if they fight back, I'm going to nuke them. I mean, this is, like you were saying earlier, this is otherworldly. This is surreal.
But to me, the biggest challenge has been, and the biggest eye-opener has been in these last several years, is how strongly some of our Christian evangelical groups join in. That is so disturbing to me, and yet they do. You know, the Christian Zionist groups are urging this on in the name of Christianity. I mean, they didn't learn the same Christianity that I learned. I just cannot conceive of this, and yet there are millions that way that are just pushing this war and pushing even mm-hmm. nuclear weapons in the name of spreading Christian love.
Premeditated mass murder, Hitlerian to say the least. In closing, two final questions. When are you hearing they're probably going to hit? We're hearing September, October, from people like Ray McGovern and others with the CIA.
Well, I don't think I have any inside information. It would be just a gut reaction. I don't think it's going to be before September, but I think it's quite capable of happening before the November election.
A huge October surprise.
That it would be. Of course, it would be maybe surprise to some others. It would be just the shocking reality of something that we weren't able to stop for us.
Yeah, it's like watching World War II come and nothing you can do to stop it. Yeah. Congressman, the economy, I've had the Joseph Stiglitz Nobel Prize winner on, head of the New York Business School on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who you know, so many others on. They're all saying total inflationary depression within 2.5 years. What do you say? Because it looks like things are accelerating right now faster than what their timetables were.
Well, my statement yesterday raised the question that everybody realizes that we're having stagflation. We are in a downturn. The government hasn't even admitted that we have a recession, and everybody knows the inflation is roaring. To me, the only question is when are we going to ask the question to admit that we're moving toward an inflationary depression? And it used to be thought that when you had inflation, you had a vibrant economy, which is not true. And I think, you know, within 6 months or a year, we're going to start to sense that. But once again, I don't say that I know exactly what it will be like in 12 months. It may slip into this inflationary depression, but we are on the way down. The inflation is going up. The dollar will continue to go down. The economy is going to continue to weaken. And so far, they're not doing the right things. So the longer they do the wrong things, the longer this thing will be prolonged.
But it's the right thing for them because it gives the central banks more power and control. Though for the first time, I'm seeing the IMF central banks criticize the Federal Reserve. Are they getting ready to pin everything on Bernanke when it was Alan Greenspan that engineered all this?
They'll have to have a scapegoat, but they're not going to give up their power, and it may become more international. I think the power is already international. The fact that we were able to export our inflation for so long was an agreement, I think, among the central banks, where they were monetizing our debt and prolonging this, but now it's the reversal, and they'll be lining up to pick up the pieces.
He has the New York Times best-selling book out, Revolution, a Manifesto. We carry it at InfoWars.com. Discounted. Hope you'll get it there. Congressman, thank you for spending time with us. Say hi to Carol and the rest of the family. Have a great 4th of July, because on this special holiday, we'll be thinking about you, and you certainly deserve some time off. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You know who's straight ahead? You'll find out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.